Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Wednesday, September 21st, 2022. I'm Rich Strappolino. YouTube announced a beta for Creator Music, which will offer a catalog of songs that can be used for monetized videos. Creators can either pay for songs directly or split monetization revenue with the license holder of the music. Terms of the licensing and revenue split are spelled out when selecting tracks. YouTube also updated its partner program to share ad revenue with YouTube Shorts creators. Early next year, qualified creators will get a 45% cut of ad revenue from Shorts videos. In his Platformer newsletter, Casey Newton reports Meta hired the consultant firm Behavioral Insights team to bring Facebook users into its policy development process, testing around climate speech. This involved finding 250 people broadly representative of Facebook's user base. The group received education on climate issues and platform policies and access to experts and Facebook staff. Facebook offered a variety of possible solutions for problematic climate information, which the group voted on. BIT said participants report high levels of satisfaction with the process and outcome. Meta plans to run further experiments with this approach. NVIDIA announced its RTX 40 series GPUs based on its new Lovelace architecture. The RTX 4090 will launch on July 12th for $1,599, offering 128 streaming multiprocessors and 24 gigabytes of GDDR6X, good for 82.6 teraflops of performance. Core counts and base clock speeds are up 50% on the RTX 3090. NVIDIA also announced the RTX 4080, which will come in 16GB and 12GB versions for $1,199 and $899 respectively. No word on a release date for those cards. AMD says it will launch its Radeon RX 7020 series of GPUs in Q4 in the $400 to $700 price range. Lenovo's IdeaPad 1, Acer's Aspire 3, and a 17-inch laptop from HP will all come with one of these series inside. The 7020 series is based on AMD's RDNA 2 architecture. More 7000 series GPUs may well be on the way. AMD Radeon SVP and GM Scott Herkelman tweeted Tuesday that AMD will launch RDNA 3 on November 3rd. Mozilla researchers say that by parsing video recommendation data from more than 20,000 YouTube users, buttons like Not Interested, Dislike, Stop Recommending Channel, and Remove from Watch History are mostly ineffective when the goal is to stop similar content from being recommended. Mozilla called on volunteers who used its Regrets Reporter, a browser extension that overlays a general Stop Recommending button to YouTube videos viewed by participants. The stock image company Getty Images banned the upload and sale of illustrations from AI art tools like DALL-E and Stable Diffusion. CEO Craig Peter said this was done to protect customers from legal concerns about AI-generated content. Twitch announced that streamers with premium subscription terms will keep 70% of subscription revenue on the first $100,000 earned over a 12-month period, but after that go down to a 50-50 split, the same as its standard stream partner split. Twitch says 90% of streamers with premium terms won't be impacted at their current revenue. Apple will increase App Store prices across Europe and some Asian markets beginning October 5th, affecting both regular apps and in-app purchases. In Japan, there will be a more than 30% hike, while countries using the euro will see a 20% hike. TikTok turned off all advertising and monetization features for politicians and parties on its platform. Over the coming weeks, the platform will ban all campaign fundraising, including prohibiting politicians from directing viewers to websites to make donations. Accounts from governments, politicians, and parties will also need to apply for verification. Amazon refreshed its Fire HD 8 tablets, adding a 30% faster 6-core processor, a thinner and lighter design, and a 13-hour battery life. The standard $100 HD 8 offers 2GB of RAM and wired charging. The $120 HD 8 Plus offers 3GB of RAM, wireless charging, and a better camera. Both support Tap to Alexa features, which will let you control the assistant with touch commands. A ruggedized kids version costs $50 more. Cloud Imperium Games launched a Kickstarter for its title Star Citizen back in 2012, raising over $2 million. It kept crowdfunding up since then and has now surpassed $500 million from over 4 million backers, with $100 million raised since November. The title is still in alpha development with no announced release date. Google began rolling out a new Results About You option in the Android Google app in the US and Europe. This provides a page that explains how users can request removing search results that contain a phone number, home address, or other personally identifiable information. Google first announced this feature at its I.O. conference. A new study from Pew Research found that 33% of U.S. TikTok users say they regularly get news on the app, up from 22% in 2020. Twitter remained the most popular news site for users by percentage on the platform, with 53% saying they use it for news, although that's down from 59% in 2020. The only other app to increase the percentage of users using it for news was Instagram, up 1% from 2020 to 29%. Salesforce-owned Slack announced a new Canvas tool, which provides a persistent layer of information that sits alongside a chat channel. This can provide access to commonly used data like contacts, external links, training videos, and tasks. The feature integrates collaborative components of Quip, which Salesforce acquired in 2016. Microsoft began rolling out Windows 11 version 22H2, its first major update since releasing the OS in October. It adds new Snap layouts, an integrated video editor, adds auto HDR and variable refresh rate in windowed games, and adds support for over 20,000 apps through the Windows subsystem for Android. And finally, Amazon sent out an invite to a virtual event taking place September 28th. The company didn't give details on what it will announce, only saying it will involve devices, features, and services. Very specific. Last year at this time, Amazon announced new Echo and Ring devices, as well as the Halo Fitness Tracker and the Always Home Cam Drone. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show, dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.